Good morning. It's 11:51. Yeah, just barely still morning. But still morning. Sunday morning. What's today? Fourth? I think so. First day of daylight savings fall back. So, yeah, it's really afternoon. Or it would have been afternoon yesterday, but it's still morning today. Anyway, so my sleep pattern's all screwed up. That's not too surprising. It always is. And everything that's going on hasn't helped that. So, yeah, be that as it may. First mile went fairly quickly. Second mile should go even faster. I'm in a hurry to get back today to keep working. The audio got done yesterday. I always feel bad because it takes so long to do. And I always put it off and put it off and put it off. And it's not like reading a book. It's like reading my lines. I have to get my lines to Abby. So it's like 8 chapters. But it was only, when I think I finished my, it was only like 12 minutes. It took me almost an hour to record those 12 minutes, which is part of it was set up, part of it was flipping pages, part of it was lots of lines. There's still lines that I think I probably have to redo. Probably lines that I would redo. When you hear yourself say them, they sound okay when you're doing it, but then later when you go back and you listen and you think, oh, did I really say it that way? Answer is, yes, you did. Dumb shit. So, yeah. So progress yesterday? Haven't made any progress yet today. Barely got out of my own way so far today. I've only been up about 2 hours, 3 hours. Two, 4 hours? I don't know. I don't remember. I had breakfast and I was going to come up for my walk and then my wife got up and we got talking. The next thing you know, it's almost noon. She's talking about brunch and I'm thinking I could do my walk. So I'll have to go home and fix brunch probably. Elder daughter has gone off to play D&D. Younger daughter hasn't arisen as yet, which is not terribly surprising. One of the problems is that we're pretty much out of lunch goods. So what I have to do is go to the grocery store or serve breakfast. So either way, I have bread, peanut butter, jelly. Gave them toasted cheese for lunch yesterday. It's so hard for me sometimes to have these meals where I have to fix them for them. And it's like, oh, look at that, it's gorgeous. Molten, cheesy goodness on delicately toasted bread. The smell of it's putting me water, making my mouth water, but I can't eat it. There's too much fat in the cheese. Can't really afford it. Not one cheese sandwich, it's too much. Pizza last night for dinner, and I had my requisite 2 slices, no more, no less. Well, that's what we can have, because there's leftover pizza. The silly part is that... Good morning. The silly part is that we order large pizzas, because medium pizzas cost almost as much, like within a buck. And if we buy a medium pizza, then we finish it. But for $2, I get two larges instead of two mediums, add $2. And delivery charge is the same. And we have lunch today, so that's my lunch goods for today. We can have pizza for lunch. I like warm pizza. Warmed over pizza. I can probably have two slices for lunch today too, but that's a lot of calories. I'll have just one slice for lunch. I'm planning on making a chicken curry for dinner. And I have 8 o'clock therapy appointment tomorrow morning. So if I gotta get my act together, or tomorrow's episode will have to be mid-morning walk rather than early morning walk, just because there's so much happening tomorrow. Which is probably what will happen, because I can't imagine. Well, I don't know, because fall back, which means sun will be up sooner. Maybe. It's hard for me to get my motivation together to go outside when it's still 30 degrees and dark. It's much more pleasant, the sun coming up. Today it's almost 70, 65, something like that. It's quite pleasant. I got my windbreaker on. You can probably tell the difference in the sound, just because I don't have it clipped to the vest, clipped to the hood on my jacket. It's also pulled up out of the foam this morning, so it's a little bit closer to my mouth, and I'm walking with my head down, so maybe it won't be too bad. I pulled it out of the foam because it was too short. Collars doesn't seem to be tall enough. I need to find another way to deal with this. I'm not sure what it might be. The earbud actually works really well, but it needs a windbreaker or a wind shield. I wonder if I can fashion one out of foam. I guess I'm hearing wind whistle past my ears now. It's probably going to be picked up on the microphone. I can't see where the microphone port actually is on this little button. It's here somewhere. At least on the earbud, I know where it is. Problem is, the audio quality is not quite as good. Back is sore this morning. Oh, across my shoulders is just tight, tight, tight. And yes, I found the document font size. Thank you, Anita. It was right there. It said font size, but it was under document. I kept looking for it under something like Bluefish options, so that it would give me the default font. Now I should have realized everything by Bluefish is by document, so get on with that. I have, I think, two full passes now of full share. I'm still messing around with it. Earlier books, so that's good. That means as soon as I get done with one, I can dive right into the next. Life is moving along. I also left a long post on solarclipper.com last night. There was more and more people are wondering what's the status, where we are, how's it going. And despite the fact that I've answered these questions at least 7 times, apparently not in places where people have seen them. So I've gathered pretty much most of the questions and all the answers that I can think of into one post. So yes, there will be other Ishmael Wong books, not until next year. Yes, I will be podcasting Cypher's Call, not until I get the share books out. Or at least not until I get the first 4 reissued. If I can get Captain Share in a position to issue that, I'll do that. I'm putting the ebooks out before I mess with paper because I have to relearn licks in order to get the flay out correct. I don't want to have to do that and put it down and then do it again and put it down. I'll redo it once and get all the books ready to go on paper once I have all the files correct. So, yeah, paperback copies are going to be a little bit delayed. Stores other than Amazon. I'm probably not going back to Smashwords. I'm so disillusioned with Smashwords and the meat grinder. I've been seeing some really troubling occurrences, developments with Smashwords. Just like, I don't like the way things are going. In particular, the idea that if you go to Smashwords and do extended publications, say put your book in Smashwords and then it goes over to Barnes & Noble, compare that to what you put in Barnes & Noble and pub it directly, Barnes & Noble penalizes those books. They become very difficult to see. They become very hard to find. Or if you go direct to pub it on Barnes & Noble, which I'm not going to do either, some miraculous thing happens. Instantly bigger sales. I'm not quite sure why that is, but I've got people who have been tracking it over the last year or so, and it seems to be not just a question of a few more sales. We're talking a few times more sales by going direct to Pubit. So instead of 5 a month through Smashwords, it's 30 a month through Pubit. Now these are small numbers, so it's very difficult to generalize. It's very hard to say what's real numbers and what's random action, Brownian movement in the data. So that's an interesting question. Is it real? And I don't know if it's real or not, but I've seen enough anecdotal reports that it's not something I want to mess with. The other part of it is, I don't think I want to mess with Barnes & Noble. Maybe. If I got a good clean EPUB, I could upload the EPUB and it wouldn't be a big deal, I suppose. But I don't have any market on Barnes & Noble. Even when the books were all there, I didn't have a big market on Barnes & Noble. Of course, now they're being taken down again. So, a group of us have been trying to get Barnes & Noble to address the issue of discoverability. And of course, Barnes & Noble's response is, well, no, we don't do anything but discoverability. That's your job to push readers to our storefront. And the answer is, yeah, but what's the point of listening with you if none of our books ever show up on your shelves? Of course, you have to provide the link to go to the book. So it's sort of like, no, you know, I don't think I'm going there. I think I'll get a clean Ravenwood and a clean Zephyr's Call and all the share books and be able to write them directly from my website in ebook format with an automatic download. So it's just like, it's not like we used to do with Ryden. And it's not like I used to do with Light in the Dark. Light in the Dark is now available on an Equid client. And so, right off my blog, you can buy it and have it mailed to you right away. And that works out really well. Because I don't have to get involved and I don't have to lose orders. I don't misplace orders. I think I still owe a copy of Ravenwood to Brandon Coombs. The fellow who canceled the order, I knew I'd seen his name before, and it was one of the last orders that Ryden actually forwarded to me for the share books. And so I guess I was confused. I knew I'd seen it. He hadn't actually written to me, but apparently Ryden had intercepted the order and taken care of it for him. They sent the order to me and I mailed the books. Oh gosh, I don't know, some time ago. Several months ago. But that's another thing. When I start ordering paperback, signed paperback versions from me, I've got to have a much better process in place, because I discovered that I keep losing emails. So I need to set up a separate account for the book buying emails, which goes back to organizing the business better, which goes back to talking to the lawyer, which probably means I have to start getting my act together to file Durandus as the business name for me here in Colorado. I'll put up an LLC and start resorting and shuffling so that next year the business end of things should be a lot cleaner. It's pretty clean right now because I really only use PayPal for business stuff. And although I have some checks that do come to me that I have to cash, I can pretty much tell what those are. So I can find them and pull them out of the general account. Later what I'll do is create separate accounts in the mailbox, at the bank for business. Which is how it should be. Should have a check next week. Pay some estimated taxes after it clears. I'm almost back. I'm hiking. So, yeah, I'm not thinking about some of the more serious issues. It's not so much, what's the phrase? What am I talking about? Compartmentalization, disassociation. It's more like I've known this was coming for over a year now, 2 years almost. So part of it is a wake-up call for me to get my own act together. It's a clock ticking. Remember that episode where I talked about the ticking of the clock? About the time things began to get really poor. Here we are. Back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.